Next item on the agenda is Blunt Management, LLC 062974. Mr. McGinnis.
Gentlemen, this is the request by Blunt Management, LLC, to expand an existing marina at their property on Monroe Bay in the town of Colonial Beach. Quickly get into, probably seen this plenty of times before, Colonial Beach and Monroe Bay. Property is located up close to the headwaters of Monroe Creek, where that empties into Monroe Bay. Arrow is just pointing at the location of the pier again. And this is the facility as it exists right now. Kathy, could I have the lights, please? As proposed, there is an existing 7-slip marina that will be expanded to approximately 265 feet channel where to mean low water. This is just a side shot here. And this is what's being proposed here. Let me get to the next slide. What's shown in yellow is what they currently have existing. And what they are proposing is shown here in red. So the pier will extend approximately 265 feet channel where to mean low water, and will have a total of 39 slips. Currently there's 7 slips located in this area here. I think they will maintain the location of those slips, but also add in slips along these pier expansions here. They're also proposing a marginal wharf, which you can see located here. Majority of it is located landward of mean low water, but there is a small portion that will require your permit. In addition to the existing marina, the applicant's property includes a restaurant operated under a separate lease to a separate individual. The applicant's agent has stated that there are slips that will be reserved for transient and short-term use by restaurant patrons. The surrounding area includes a mix of both residential and commercial properties, including several other marinas. You can see one located here next door, which is owned by Mr. and Mrs. Robert Swink, and they operate that under the name of Nightingale's Marina and Motel. And they are objecting to portions of the project here before you today. Bayshore Design, who's the applicant's agent, received letters from Mr. and Mrs. Swink.
A little audio difficulty.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Sounds like a commercial. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You only work for Verizon next.
Can you hear me now? Is that, maybe I should lean into the mic a little bit?
Yeah.
More back.
Okay. I'll continue if that's
please
all
do.
Right.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Swink's letters from January 2nd and January 20th of this year indicated that they were concerned about safe navigation into and out of their existing marina, as well as the marina that's being proposed, in particular the fairway that would separate the two marinas. After having received some revisions, as the drawings indicate now, staff did send a letter acknowledging the previous letters of objection and asking if they still objected to the revised drawings. They did send back a letter indicating that they still had concerns about the width of the fairway and safe navigation of their customers, as well as any boater in general that may be coming into that area. We received that letter on April 23rd. I'm just going to go through the drawings here quickly. Just the basic cross section. The top picture is the marginal wharf, which portions of you do have jurisdiction of. The bottom drawing is a bulkhead that is above your jurisdiction that was approved by the Westmoreland County Wetland Board. And this is just a ground shot of the existing facility. The pier in the foreground, the short one, will be removed, and the L head on the other pier, which you can see out here, will be removed. The pier will be lengthened, and all of the other pier segments will be added onto that. Just another shot. And this is the boathouse on the protestants' property, as well as their marina, which you can see here. Again, the boathouse on the protestants' property. And the protestant is separated by the applicant by a city, or I'm sorry, town-owned right-of-way. It's a street that goes, it's platted down to the water. So the town of Colonial Beach is actually the adjacent property owner. The protestants are adjacent to the town's property. Just one last shot looking forward. There's a restaurant, I believe, operating under the name the Happy Clam, I think is the name, located here. And I believe the marina will operate its facility out of this building here, its existing building. Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Permit Application Report, dated March 9, 2007, included general comments applicable to all marinas, including potential adverse impacts to water quality and marine and coastal resources. While the report did not provide any site-specific comments or recommendations, it did state that marinas should be located in areas that are highly suitable to assimilate pollutants generated by a marina and limit impacts to wetlands, submerged aquatic vegetation, and riparian forests. The Department of Health, Office of Environmental Health, in a letter dated May 14th, it stated that the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings and has therefore been approved. The Health Department's Division of Shellfish Sanitation, in an interoffice memo to their Office of Environmental Health, stated the project will affect condemned shellfish growing waters but will not cause an increase in the size of the existing closure. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, by email, stated that they do not anticipate any adverse impacts upon threatened or endangered species under their jurisdiction. And Department of Conservation and Recreation submitted their general comments stating that the project would not affect any state natural area preserves, and that in addition that they stated that the project must comply with the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area designation and management regulations as enforced through the town's locally adopted ordinances. No other state agencies have raised concerns or objections to the project. To get into our recommendation. Yes, please. While staff is sympathetic to the concerns of the protestants, it does not appear that the proposed pier will impede navigation within Monroe Bay. Furthermore, as proposed, the fairway separating the applicants and protestants' marinas exceed the minimum width staff would generally recommend between adjacent marinas. Typically, staff recommends that the fairway between two adjacent marinas be at least 1.5 times the length of the longest slip to allow for the safe operation of boats into and out of the marinas. In this case, both marinas are designed to accommodate boats of up to 40 feet in length, which would necessitate a minimum 60-foot wide fairway under our general guideline. As proposed, the minimum fairway width between the two marinas is approximately 97 feet, which is 37 feet wider than the minimum fairway staff would typically recommend. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition of the project, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in sections 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the project be approved as proposed. However, staff would recommend the inclusion of a permit condition which would prohibit the mooring of vessels on the outboard side of proposed southerly L-head platforms situated along the edge of the proposed fairway separating the marina from the protestants' marina. In addition, staff recommends a royalty be assessed for the bold outline encroachment of the marina and marginal wharf for the overstate-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Now, our write-up does include a figure of impact or the of 39,930 square feet. We did note this morning there's a slight error in the drawings provided by the agent that may affect it by on the order of less than 500 square feet that we're going to have to ask them to make a correction on. But I think it was just a minor error in showing a dimension. So the figure that we are providing is accurate to within a few hundred square feet.
Plus or minus.
Okay. We'll have them fix that for us and calculate it before we issue the permit. Okay.
Thank you, Ben. Any questions of Mr. McGinnis, the commission? Thanks, Ben.
Sure.
Is the applicant present or represented?
I believe their agent is here and the protesting is here.
Okay, great. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name and who you represent, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Craig Pajubinski. I'm with Bayshore Design. I'm the agent representing this request. Due to a prior business commitment, the applicant is unable to be here today to speak on his behalf. First, I would like to thank Ben for his presentation and overview of the project. And to add to it, I have a few letters of support from Mayor George W. Bone, Jr., Town of Colonial Beach, and from Gary Zieber, council member, Town of Colonial Beach, if I may present this.
Yes, you may. Thank you.
At this point, I have nothing additional to add at this time, but I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions of the commission for the agent? Mr. Schick.
Yes, does the applicant have a problem with not mooring boats at the end of the...
Not at all. He'll comply with that, sure.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone else support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Thank you. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes,
so help you God.
Okay.
Just state your name and who you represent, please.
I'm Bob Swank, Nightingale's Marina Motel next door.
Okay.
I want to make it definitely a public record that my wife and myself are neither opposed to the marina coming there in any way. We welcome them to our community. I think it would be an asset to the town. And I would agree with Mayor Bone and the council that having them there would be a great addition to our community. We need more of that kind of transit boatings and full-time boatings for our community as far as gathering more money. We're a small town. The reason I brought it before this commission, and I agree that Mr. McGinnis did an excellent job on presenting that, the reason I brought it before here is just to make sure, through the expertise of your committee, commission, that there is adequate space for mooring boats and pulling egress and ingress. The town has a different opinion on how to do things there, and I'm on that peer study committee for town-owned property because there's an awful lot of that in our town, and we do provide rights to people to put piers out. Under their ordinance, you have to maintain egress and ingress within the boundary lines of the riparian rights. You cannot build all the way to the border of a property such as they're asking to do there. When there's sufficient space to move the property line or the marina over some distance. If the town looks at it, and I kind of agree with that, if you ended up doing that on a continuous basis, there'd be no way to get in anyone's property because everybody would have a T to T. On those kind of piers, we're allowed to keep them 100 foot apart is basically what they're doing. And in most cases, you have approximately 18 to 20 feet span on egress and ingress on either side. And that way it allows for winds or storms or anything else to do safely into the marinas. That's a concept I was looking at when we looked at this the first time because I could not figure out why someone would build clear to the property line. When they built our marina years ago, they did allow egress and ingress on both sides to stay away from that town-owned piece of property that adjoins us. That property, you never know in the future, it's an end of a street that's never been used as a street. The town here recently passed a resolution to sell a similar piece of property to people within the town. Therefore, they had the right to use that property as a buildable property. In this case, hypothetically, if it ever happened, whoever would deem that property as a building lot would probably like riparian rights to do something with their property. with the property line built all the way to the extent of that line, it would really hinder what they could do with an existing marina already on the left and a boathouse that was put there probably in 1950 or 60. So that was some of our concerns. But there's been some say that we object to the marina, and that's one reason I think they went to Mayor Bone. And he asked me yesterday, I said, absolutely not. We need them there. We would like them to have a marina, and I hope you pass whatever you deem is safe for everyone. And that's the only reason we're here, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions? I think with the thank you, sir. I think with the marina siting guidelines, with the 1.5 times the 1.5 number that's being used, 97 feet I think was the number now that's there at the present time. I think that the staff has done a good job evaluating the navigational safety aspect, and I think by virtue of the mayor as an agent of the town endorsing the project, that concern right now at the instant moment pertaining to the property has been addressed. Sure.
I did ask the mayor about endorsing the property, in which he clarified he did not endorse the concept. He endorsed the marina as an addition to our town,
mm-hmm.
but he says I did not in that agreement there endorse it. And he said to look strongly at safety aspects within what's there.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Mr. Robbins.
I do have one question for the protestant.
Sir.
If I may. Reading through your written comments, you had a specific concern that no consideration was given to your existing commercial boathouse.
Yes, sir. That's still a concern, but I'm sure your expertise would be better than mine in what getting the boat in and out of that. It's already pretty tight up against the property line the way it was built years ago. It's built, it's a 40-foot boathouse. The biggest boat it has accommodated is a 36-foot. It's going to be extremely difficult to back it out and try to turn towards the new marina. You can't turn towards the old one now because it's already existing in there. I am concerned on how to get that vehicle in and out within the perimeters of what's there. If you tried to back and turn to the right by trying to do that recently, obviously you go further in, even though the picture, when you look at that picture, I agree, that looks sufficient possibly, but you try backing one up, making that arch directly out of a boathouse and try to arch in and then come forward, you will be up against where they're going to be. It'll take a little bit of practice to get that out of there.
The boathouse, though, just to follow up, is a front-loading boathouse, correct?
I mean, yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
To back out, it would be probably 200 and whatever that would be.
Right.
I-2s to back continuously out. But then you have traffic coming from either side on some occasions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else in protest to the applicant's got a couple minutes to rebut if they want to. If not, totally up to you.
Fine.
Thank you very much. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Holland.
I move that we accept staff recommendation with the plus or minus on the square feet.
With the inclusion of the permit condition that would prohibit the mooring of vessels on the outboard side of the proposed southerly L-head platforms situated along the edge of the proposed fairway?
Correct.
Motion made by Mr. Highland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd just like to comment on the safety concerns that were raised. I think, as staff has pointed out, we have a fairway between the two marinas that's almost 2.5 times the longest slip length, which is well in excess of the minimum standard. Furthermore, with respect to the protestants' concern, I appreciate their concern about the boathouse. However, looking at the diagram, there's still a 62-foot fairway between the corner of the boathouse and the nearest dock of the new marina, so you're still at 1.5 times at least the distance there. I mean, I think it's appropriately sited and sized.
Thank you for that observation. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is H. Spencer Murray, 07-0792. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How close do I have to be to this? Can you all hear it at all?
You're fine.
Okay. Just give up.
For the record.